So they need a month of rest. But, let me get into the sermon. Right, today, if you want to put up that one, our topic is seeds and weeds. That's the one. Right, kids, I want you to answer some of my questions. So if you want to, if you take microphone, if somebody asks for microphone, please. Right. Have you ever done a weeding? Yes? Weeding. What is the meaning of weeding? If you are from different language, please can you tell your neighbor what is it called in your language? What is weeding? Simply, you're plucking out the stuff that you don't want, the little plant that grows without your knowledge, without your permission. Isn't it right? So, I hear there are lots of weeds around our church building. I think it's all good if we all go and weed. Adrian would be very happy. Right. This is the season we think of weeding. This is the season we go into our garden and then we try to take off things, make our gardens beautiful, isn't it? You see lots of people, especially people from this country, they love the gardens behind their houses, which is beautiful. And they spent hours and hours sitting there weeding and making the garden so beautiful. I went to a house the other day in Birmingham where we have a prayer in their home. And I looked into their garden. They're Indians, by the way. So, and I said to them, your garden is growing. And they said, yeah, we'll cut it off. So it was so bad. And I said, you can actually, if you don't know how to do the mowing, you can actually hire a mower, somebody who can come and cut it for you. They said, yeah, it's expensive. We can do it if we have a lawn mower. And then I said, you can ask neighbors if they have, or maybe buy one for you. And they said, yes, we will do that. And I go next week, and still nothing happened. And to me, because we sit in the couch, and I was facing the garden, so because there's glass door, all others are sitting around me. So it annoys me all the time. And I said third time, do you want any help? Shall I send some people from our church so they can help you? They said, no, we will do next week. So I thought, all right, next week they will do. And I go next week, nothing. So the seasons are gone. Now even the summer, the grass came up almost 3 feet. 3 feet, if you measure it, it'd be 3 feet like that, almost half of the podium. To me, it's like a crop. It's harvest time. You can go and do some harvest. There's nothing in there. And now the grass becoming dry, it changes color. It's not anymore the green. It becomes the golden-ish. I stopped asking them because I knew they're not going to deal with that one anymore. For them, that is useless space. They don't even open the door. They don't go in there. I don't know what is in under the grass. So I get annoyed. And now I decided, next time we go, we're going with lawnmower. Because nothing is going to happen there. So that is the situation here. Some people don't care of the weeds. They don't understand why they should cut the grass. Somebody said, why should we always cut the grass in our garden? And there has to be a solution. So they don't know. But it's a joy. You know, when there is green grass, there is life in your garden. And then you work with the ground. You remind yourself of the human life that is started. And God said, go and work and then live. You got to work on the ground. Then only you can get something to eat, isn't it? So that's where we need to remind ourselves. Anyway, today, seeds and weeds. What else? Anyone? I was going to bring some seeds today. On the way, the Narborough Road is closed for some reason. They didn't have any signs, or maybe they have. I didn't see. I went all the way around Leicester, round and round and round on the way. So that it's terrible. That's why I was a bit late. Anyway, just on that occasion, from tomorrow onwards, this road is closed. What is this road closed? Dover Street, isn't it? Granby Street. So make sure next 5 weeks we can't come into this car parking. But we might come, but we don't know. That's what they said. All right. So in the Bible, we have Jesus sharing lots of stories. One of the stories, what we call is parable, that Jesus shared was about these weeds. About the weeds. If you want to put up the PowerPoint, where Matthew 13, 24. Yeah, that's the previous one. I don't need that one if you can, because it doesn't work anyway. That's the one I want. 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone's sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the weeds sprouted and the formed head, then the weeds also appeared. We are now talking about a big land, big piece of land, and people sowing seeds, isn't it? So that's where it is. Yeah, next line, if you go there, yeah, you're right. So when they sow the seed, they go into this piece of land and they plow it before and make it ready, make it nice ground, and then they sow some seed. Have you ever seen people sowing seeds, kids? Yes, we've all seen. Have you been into the position when you sow the seeds? I want kids answering some of my questions. Planting. Okay, you only understand you buy a little plant from Asda and then you go and put it down on the ground. But how did that plant came into existence? Somebody put a seed in there and they watered it and the plant came up. Anyway, when you go to this countryside, if you drive through, you would see these crops. The land is full of different types of colors. You see green, gold, this and that. If you ever go to India, you go through the countryside, you will see rice crops. I grew up where around me there was people cultivating the rice. They sow the seeds first, And after 1 month, they hire people to weed. So it's an acre or 2 acres, 3 acres. They count number of people they need. They need to weed after 1 or 2 months because the weeds looks the same, exactly the same as the original plant. If they ask me, go and weed, I would be plucking all the original plants. So they hire a specialist, these people who knows exactly what weed is like. So they go and pluck the weeds, right? So before we go anywhere, shall we watch a video? If you are lined up with video, then the kids might make sense what I'm talking.
Yo, Petite Wheat, what's happening, my friend? Wow, it's a perfect day, isn't it? The sun's out, birds are singing.
Are you nuts? What are you doing here?
Actually, I'm Circium Vulgare, but you can call me Thistle. Mr. Thistle.
Circium what? You know you're not supposed to be here. You crossed the fence line. Ooh, Farmer Smith is not going to be happy with you.
What he doesn't know won't hurt him. Am I right, Weedy?
Oh, no. Don't try to roll me into your misdeeds, Thistle. I saw him last week when he was over on your side of the fence, yelling at you and your whole family. I distinctly heard him say, "Do not cross this line again." And he pointed to the fence, and he pointed to you.
Oh, come on. You know Farmer Smith lets his emotions get the best of him sometimes. He didn't really mean all those things he said.
I think he did mean it, every word. He was as red as a garden beet. I saw what his poor straw hat looked like after he got done stomping on it.
Technically, a fence line is more of an agreed-upon border. If you get all technical, it's just an imaginary line. For example, what if I say the fence line is a little closer over here? Like, say, right next to you. That means you and I can be best friends, BFFs, and I'm still on my side of the fence. We can have some real fun. You ever gone cow tickling?
No, I haven't gone cow tickling. I don't even know what that is, and I don't think that's how a fence works at all. There are rules and stuff about fences. The county probably has codes and bylaws or something, and punishments for ignoring them. Farmer Smith even said something about poison.
You clearly haven't met the rest of my family. We go where we want, when we want.
Mr. Thistle, cow tickling sounds fun and all, but I'd hate for Farmer Smith to get upset again. I think you'd better stick to your side of the fence over there. Plus, I think there's a real good chance you're gonna get me in trouble.
Aw, come on. I just like to go where the breeze takes me. I like to meet cool wheats like yourself, and I love to have fun.
That's great and all, but it would probably be better for all of us if you, you know, stay out of the wheat field. I mean, like, what if Farmer Smith gets out that poison he was hollering about?
Yeah. All I gotta do is duck. He won't see me in a field of you.
But what if he sprays that stuff and it gets on me? That would be very upsetting.
Be a lot worse than upsetting. But Wheat, I like your field. The ground's softer and the dirt tastes better. What if I just stayed over here for good?
No. I mean, respectfully, I think it would be better if you did what Farmer Smith said and stayed over there on your side of the fence.
Maybe you and I could find our own field then. That'd be fun. Soaking up the rays by day, cow tickling by night. Just imagine it.
No. I'm perfectly happy right here with the whole Wheat family. No offense, Mr. Thistle.
Well, all right, dude. I guess I'll just find my way to somewhere else.
Great, thanks. See you later. Bye.
Hey, isn't that the Barley's field? Maybe I'll go see what Billy's up to. He owes me some bread. Catch you later, Wheats.
There's a fun story of weed talking to the original grain. Anyway, so what we're talking today is this. Jesus was talking to his disciples one day, and Jesus said this story. He said like this, you know, kingdom of God is just like a man who sowed good seed in the field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted from the heads, then the weeds also appeared. Now, what Jesus was sharing is all about the crops. In the olden days, the Jerusalem is surrounded by lots of cultivating fields. So what happens is, when Jesus wanted to share something, he was using the things around him. So he was sharing kingdom of God. If there is a kingdom of God, how do you understand? You understand the kingdom of God this way. It's like somebody sowed the seeds, and then the crops comes up, and also weeds comes up. What does it mean? What is it relating to kingdom of God? Simply, Jesus was sharing like this. You know, if you see the wheat and also the weed in the photo, you wouldn't think there are the green one also. Green one is wheat. Actually, you think that's also a nice one to pick it up, isn't it? So now, what we are trying to do today is, in this story, Jesus says somebody has actually worked really hard, and someone else came and did something bad. Now, anytime kids, I'll tell you a story. There's a parent, they had a nice garden, and they let this child, 5-year-old child, let him into the garden, because they knew garden is safe, it's all closed. If he wants to go somewhere, he would come through the door, through the house, he need to go. After a few minutes, what happened? They didn't find the kid in the garden. And they were surprised. Where on earth this guy? Where is he? He can't escape. So, and the garden's door is locked, latched. He couldn't go and open the door. So they went to neighbor's house and they said, well, we're missing our 5-year-old son. Then they said, we're also missing our 5-year-old daughter. And both families went on searching. And they escaped into the park next door, and they have nice playing. And the parents were so shocked. And when the boy came, the parents asked, why did you go? We said not to go. And the boy said, Emily next door persuaded me to go. She said, it'll be all right if you go. Nothing happens. So I listened to her and I went. And the mother sat down there and said, it's good you went, that's okay, but you need to understand this story, the parable. Someone else come into our lives, you need to reason, you need to ask your parents. You can't just do whatever anyone else can say, isn't it? So in our classrooms, in our schools, in our journeys, what happens? We have so many people coming into our life and say, it's okay to do this one. It's okay to do that one. No, I've been there. I've done it. No, you can do it, isn't it? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's okay to take school pencils back home. My son used to bring so many pencils from school. And I said, I didn't buy all these pencils. Where did he get it from? No, this is for us to use. No, of course, it's for you to use. But after you use, you need to keep all the stuff there. You know, Oh, everyone is taking all the stuff home. The teachers don't care. Of course, teachers don't care. But you need to understand, you know, this is what it is. So in this story, the enemy seeds and the weeds. So when this person, sowing the seeds, he was so happy. The owner, the guy was so happy. We need to recognize the weeds did not come there automatically in this story. Usually in the garden, you don't think the weeds would come up. But in this story, weeds, somebody came down. If you see in that picture, that guy with that mysterious, what kind of look is that one? So he is sowing some seeds without anyone's permission. So, somebody, the enemy, what we call his enemy, somebody came with some other seeds and sown into that particular place. And they're called weeds. These weeds are no use. They're good for nothing. They're there just to be there. I don't know why. The soil is good. The soil is ready to give good fruit, and then the owner is good. But the scenario is this one. The owner is worried now because somebody put the seeds that he doesn't like. What Jesus was trying to say is this. You need to understand there is an enemy. We need to understand, spiritually speaking, there is always something that will come against us. In our thinking, the way we do things, if you are pursuing an education there, if you're pursuing something, there is always somebody who can stand against you. I've never had any enemy until quite recently. Usually, I'm a very friendly guy. I don't think anybody would get angry upon him. But recently, I started to discover people don't like me, some people. I don't know how many of you are here. There's nothing I did wrong. It's just the way it is. They just don't like it. There's no reason even for them. They try to speak something that is not true. So I think I realized, well, Bible says there got to be an enemy. You can't live without, you know, enemy, which we think is Satan and the darkness and evil, whatever it is. It works through people. Satan works through different types of people. It could be a person in our own family. It could be your wife, your husband. It could be, no, how can you say that? No, my wife, you know, Satan works. Yes, of course. It could be anyone else. You know, Satan sees an opportunity to put you down, to make you upset, whatnot. You know, there is an enemy in this story. Enemy has a job. What is his job? Going around into someone's life and plant a seed of bitterness. Plant a seed that you don't want. Enemy plants a seed that you're good for nothing. You can't do anything. Enemy says people don't accept you because you're timid, because you're an Indian and people don't like you, because you're so-and-so, people don't like you. You don't have any chance here. You don't have any opportunity here. You are less understanding than other kids. Enemy comes and tell you, you're not beautiful. You're not good for the things. You're not clever enough to get to that point. You don't get good grades. That's why, you know, you're there. All others are going forward. These are the thoughts enemy would bring into our lives. Enemy always come into our brain or our mind. Day before yesterday, I was watching a movie with my son. What is it called? Inside Out. How many people watched it? Inside Out? Two? Recent one. Did you watch? Ah, great. Great. Even adults are there. Huh? If you didn't want, you go and watch it. Inside Out. I fell asleep 10 minutes, by the way. Because it's too much to take in. But kids, for them, it's great, amazing. So inside, what is happening inside the brain, there are too much of memories, lots of things are happening, too many people working in the brain. And they're giving signals to the particular person to act, to be angry, to be kind, to be happy. They are switching the buttons. Hey, we need some happy. Switching the button. Then she's so happy. And she was playing hockey. Was that hockey? And then they say, let's put some anger in her. And she was hitting somebody. So much anger. Something is going on. So many people behind our brain. It's a good example of somebody who is behind our brain and giving us some sort of thoughts so that you behave the way they want you to behave. End of that movie, the girl called Happy, or Joy. Joy says, actually, you can't make this person the way you want her to be. Let her be who she is. Leave her alone. That was the movie is all about. But Jesus is talking about an enemy who is always present and active, and is doing something, some damaging to people, and we don't need to be trapped in that particular thing. If somebody is totally coming opposite and they're not accepting you, that's okay, because the day will come, they will accept again. You don't have to go down. You don't have to step back. You don't have to say, well, I'm giving up. No, you can never give up if this is what God has called you to do this. You can never give up if God is with you. If you think, this is where I need to go, this education I need to pursue, this is the route I'm going, this is what I want to do. No, enemy says anything, don't worry. Jesus here in this story, tells that the person comes to the worker and says, well, the worker says, shall we take all the weeds off? And the owner says, well, if you take the weeds off, that's fine, which is good. What if you take the original plant that we planted, the right seeds, the plant that will give you actually the crop? We don't want that damage happening to anyone, any good people. Weeds are there, and also good plants are also there. Now the question is, are we weeds or are we good plants? There are places in our life, the weeds come and take over everything. They will take over. They'll be green. End of the day, they won't produce anything. Jesus says, let them grow. Let them grow. It's okay. It's okay to have negative people around you. It's okay to have people who don't like you, but still you got to be around them. Actually, they give you a challenge. They make you go a little bit faster. They tell you what to do in some situation that you don't want to do. But you will do it. Sometimes they are the stepping stones in our lives. So Jesus says, let them grow. There will be a time when these guys will be cut off. Seeds, weeds, and the enemy. I don't think you can read that one. Let me read it. Matthew chapter 13:24. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. The one who sows good seeds. This is the master. The enemy came and sowed the seeds that we've been talking. While his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. While his men sleeping. When you are not aware, the enemy would come and sow the seeds. The lesson we need to learn is we should never be sleeping. That's why Jesus says, awake, keep praying. The good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. Matthew 13:38. Good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. Well, there is no one actually born of evil, but after we are born of God. If we choose to follow, we become the sons of evil or daughters of evil. There is a chance that we don't have to be sons and daughters of evil, because Jesus says, the Bible says, the devil is the father of evil, father of lies. He is the liar, isn't it? So the people who says lies, people who does the things that not godly, we are considered as sons of evil according to Matthew chapter 13. The field, what is the field? Field is the world, or our brain, or our life, or even the church. Sometimes within the church, we have people who makes difficulty to others. If they want to come to church, they say, well, that church is not good, don't go. I'm talking about the wider church. So the fields, you can't say, we don't want you to be here, get out. No, Jesus says, let them be there. The question, did you not sow good seed in your fields? How then does it have weeds? Matthew 13:28. Question, people are asking, you sowed the good seed, how come all these bad seeds are here? And the answer is, no, I didn't sow the bad seed. Enemy came. Matthew 13:40. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin. That's the one. What are the seeds that are planted in our hearts? Negative seeds, bad thoughts, discouragements, disappointments, and the outcome is giving up. You give up. I can't do this one. We need to understand God, our master, already planted, sowed good seeds in our hearts too. Joy, happy, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, All these things. Jesus says, these are the fruits you need to produce. It is not the weeds that you need to produce. If you have weed right next to you in your life, if you have somebody who is bothering you, if you have somebody who is ungodly as your friend, let them be there. One day, either they change or God will judge. That's what it is in the day of second coming. When Jesus comes next time, he was not coming as a gentle and meek person. He would come as a king. That is the time we, as good seeds, should show what we produced in our entire life. What did we do? What were the things that we had been through? Perhaps if you are a child today sitting here, you have people putting negative thoughts in your brain. And Jesus says, that's all right. They are there. But make sure that you are good plant and you are producing good crop. You're producing nice fruits. You're producing spiritual fruit. You are behaving like a child of God. You are acting like a child of God. You are speaking the truth. You should never lie to people. You should never steal. You should never do things that is not right in the sight of God, isn't it? And we should be an example in our schools, in our colleges, in our workplace, wherever we go, isn't it? And never mind if there is anything coming against you, because they are meant to be there because there is an evil, there is an enemy. That enemy's job is to put something negativity. If we don't care, let them grow. You concentrate on yourself. If you spray a weed killer, which we do today, it would kill anything. It doesn't matter. That weed killer doesn't know whether it is good plant or bad plant. It kills everything. If you want to make the whole world right, we can't. We can't. Yesterday, I saw somebody preaching the gospel in Nuneaton. And he was so enthusiastic person. He wants to change the whole world. He has passion. But I was standing there thinking, well, if somebody want to respond, where is your team? If somebody want to be prayed for, you're firing on God. You're speaking the gospel. That's fine. If somebody want to respond and come there, you know. We sometimes do things that we want to change the whole world, but miss out a very good point. Some people can't take those things in. We need to be ready to accept those stuff. The seeds, the enemy, and the weeds. The seeds, the enemy, and the weeds. Do we have the enemy around us? All we got to go with today is, that's okay. I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered because I am a child of God. Shall we close our eyes? We're going to spend some time, and also we will be going into the communion. Seek God, ask God. Lord, here we are. Help us. Help us. We'll pray for the communion if some of the deacons want to support me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the precious blood and the death of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we can proclaim death on the cross and also resurrection, Lord, that we will have eternal life as we do this in remembrance of Jesus. We pray all of us be one body, ready for Christ's second coming, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.